The Scorpions to get us primed for this guy who's on the hotline right now. You may know him, Klaus Main of the Scorps. It's KLOS. Hey.
Hi, Masi. How are you?
Good. How's it going? What time is it in Germany right now?
Actually, it's just exactly pretty much the time when our producer, Greg Fiedelman, comes into our Zoom conference while we're here in the studio in Germany, and he's joining us via Zoom, and we're making great progress every other day in the studio with a new album.
Nice. That's really good news. So you're working with your producer completely through Zoom.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the plan was to be in Los Angeles together with Greg in May and June and go to Las Vegas in July. We were booked for a residency at Planet Hollywood,
right.
You know, and we're very excited about it. And so the whole plan to make a new album and to come to Los Angeles, and it was all like laid out. It was all like perfect. We were very excited about it. Also to play in Las Vegas, you know.
I was excited, too. I've been looking forward to that residency. I was so bummed.
Yeah, and then we played earlier this year. We played Australia and Southeast Asia, and when we came back to Germany, this when the whole coronavirus thing started getting worse every other day. And then at some point we decided that we went to the studio here in Hanover, hometown, where we used to work before. And then we had Greg from L.A. zooming in every day, you know, around breakfast time.
Yeah.
And it was quite unusual way to work on a new record, you know, but so far it's been working great. And but also I must admit we would have loved to be in Los Angeles right now. Be all together and work in the same room, you know.
Yeah. And we got this new song from you guys, Sign of Hope, and I'm going to play that in a little bit. Is that going to be on the new album?
I don't know. You know, it's like I said when we came back from the tour earlier this year, I was just inspired when I saw what was going on. Also, a huge solidarity about all the artist community. You know, everybody tried to come up with something and to send some music out where all of a sudden we were all in a lockdown and no more concerts, and we were locked away from our fans. And the song came about just to send out a little message of hope to our fan community and beyond that, you know, to all people around the world where we all share the same problems and the same fears.
Right.
And I want just to send out a little piece of hope, like a song that came straight from the heart in troubled times. So if it will be on the album or not, I tell you, we have so much great material, and of course many, many hard and heavy rockers, you know, a couple of ballads as well.
Yeah,
so
I mean, this
we'll
is going to be,
you know,
everything
is unfortunately delayed,
right.
And so is the album, and won't be released before early next year. You know, so but we're so excited. I tell you, it's a blessing. In troubled times like we all go through right now, that we have a chance to be at home and to go into the studio to work on new material, to go and lose yourself in the creative world. You know, it's great.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it seems like that is the silver lining. Artists are able to sit down and do a lot of writing. And I think 2021, we're going to have a lot of great music, a lot of great new music.
Yeah.
Hey, we gotta clear this up. The whole Winds of Change written by the CIA thing. I mean, oh, man, a journalist launched a whole podcast about this. All started after someone in the CIA allegedly bragged about writing the song. The rumor, it was a campaign to accelerate the end of the Cold War. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very entertaining. It's a crazy story, you know. And but the thing is, you know, it's entertaining, but it's not true at all, you know. Of course not, you know.
But really, all we had to do was ask you.
You know, it's amazing. It's 8 episodes kind of podcast, you know, It's I mean, very professional, those guys in New York City, how they put this whole thing together. And it seems like to be a huge success around the world. But the question is, who wrote the song? And right now, Masi, you're talking with a songwriter.
And I believe that 100%. Oh, God. Well, you know, the song makes a great anthem for 2020.
Yeah.
It really does. And so does your new song, obviously, Sign of Hope, which I am going to play here coming up.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's... All we need is right now is that we have to stick together, we stay together, And music is like soul food in good times and bad times.
Yeah.
And to send out a little song, this time like with the Sign of Hope, it was not like usually when you put out a new album, a new single, and you pronounce it like 2 weeks before and go like, the new single is coming. This time it was all different. There was this song, and it fitted so much right this moment in time. And we just put it out on our social medias.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, of course, people can download it and all the streams. And all the streams and downloads, we decided the proceeds will be donated to Music Cares.
Oh, that's great. I really, really love Music Cares. They do some good work. And the song, it's a beautiful message. It really is. And hey, by the way, we got the song, Sign of Hope, that you sent us. But we didn't get the bottle of Scorpion's whiskey.
You didn't?
No, Rock and Roll Star Single Malt Whiskey.
You got to try that. Check it out. It's a good one. It's a good one. It really is.
I will. It's on my to-do list. I'll give that a try. You know, the Vegas residency has been postponed. You probably heard about the stadium tour, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett. That's been postponed. What do you think the touring future for you looks like?
I mean, the thing is, we're all prepared to do a new album. This is how to start with, you know. I mean, it's crazy enough to think about in 2020 to go in a studio to record an album, you know. But this is like when we made this decision last year, we're all very excited about it. But that means also when this record comes out with all those new songs and no more songs from way back from the vault, you know, it's
right.
All new written material and without the CIA, by the way. And we're excited to put it out. And then, of course, we want to go out on the road again. Not only we will play the postponed Las Vegas shows next year.
Oh, good.
We also want to put on, like, a full tour in the U.S., you know, and want to present a new show, a whole new setup with hopefully a lot of new songs, new song material.
Yeah.
We're really excited about it, you know. So what the future brings, you never know. Right now, we're all in this terrible lockdown. And with every other day, then you watch the news, and it feels like here in Germany, the place where we are around this in Lower Saxony, our state, it feels like it's pretty much under control, and it's okay, you know.
Right.
It's not great yet, but every other day you hear news when the virus pops out in some places, some meat factories and stuff, and it's scary, you know. And absolutely, we have no idea where this whole thing will go, you know, and nobody knows around the world. The good thing is, in a way, in a crazy way, we're all united, you know, because we're all facing the same problem, the same very, very, we go all together through these difficult times, and it's a good way to think about it, that we all live on the same planet, and we better work together. And we really have to stick close together to get through this terrible time, you know.
Yeah, we do.
There will be better days around the corner.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time. We're never going to see anything like this again in our lifetime. But there's something about it, the solidarity that, you know, we're all facing this together. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the Scorpions are always ready to go. I mean, we were really lucky because we've been on the road in the last couple of years. Every year we played between 50 and 70 shows around the world. And so for 2020, the plan was for the only concerts we wanted to play was Las Vegas.
Right.
You know, so we wanted really, we were serious about to focus on the new album, to be ready to go out again next year, you know, and take a new album on the road, a new show. And we still believe that will happen, you know, and we're very excited about the new song material. And I mean, the Scorpions, this is the band, it's all about playing live, and we want to go out and play, you know, and just sitting at home and watching the grass grow, this is not about us, you know. We belong to the desert, you know. Gotta go out there.
Have you thought about teaming up with another band, getting out there for some stadium shows?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little too early to talk about who would be the support act on the next U.S. tour. Right now, for the Vegas shows, we teamed up again with Queensryche, which is a great band.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know about their plans, how everything works out for Vegas next year. But other than that, you know, it's always important, you know, to have a great and powerful show if you really have a great support band, you know. And the bands we played with in the last couple of years, like Megadeth was one of them, you know.
Yeah.
And also Queenstrike. It was a great team. Mm-hmm. It was very successful in the United States. We had a great time. And we really had a blast, you know. And yeah. It's important to find the right act.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we start next year, but it will be between L.A. and New York City, you know. We're going to rock you guys like a hurricane, of course.
let's just go Los Angeles. And I know whoever you do decide to team up with, you're definitely going to deliver.
California.
Yeah. We need you. We need you, Klaus. You're in Germany right now, a country not unlike the United States that certainly has a history filled with racism. And I know there's been anti-racism, peaceful protests taking place in Germany right now, it's like there are here.
Yes.
Do you feel more positive changes coming for Germany and, for that matter, worldwide?
Well, you know, I'm a musician. Maybe I'm naive, you know, writing songs like Wind of Change or Sign of Hope. You know, it's like always, it's about that we all join together, that there will be a more peaceful world also for the next generations to follow. I mean, we grew up in the shadow of the Berlin Wall. We grew up in a divided country. You know, we know what it's like. Kids grow up today that they even don't know, you know, but we can tell them, we can pass on the message. Now, being the older generation, you know, the older folks, you know.
Yeah.
When we go in the studio here every other day, you know, we're just joking. Yeah. It's not the band coming together, it's a risk group coming together, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's true, it is.
No, you know, but we have to pass on the message that we need each other, you know. We are only strong if we are close together, if we work together. And it's important, the whole racism thing, it's so sad to watch that. And I think the whole world saw the pictures, George Floyd and what happened. I mean, the whole world was crying to watch this, you know.
And yeah, it gave me chills.
It's changed. It has to change.
It does.
You know, we in musicians, we try to reach out to everybody out there. And The Scorpions is a band, we always try to build bridges with music and to reach all people out there in different communities. And so far, we always had the feeling we are welcome, and they welcome us with open arms, you know. And we made this experience. We went through this, even when go to Russia, you know, when Russia was in war with Germany, you know, and we came there in the 80s saying our parents came with tanks, we're coming with guitars. You know, this was always Scorpions. I mean, we're a rock band. We're not a politics band.
Yeah, right,
and
right, right.
Our songs are not really like about politics and stuff. They're always about human beings, you know. It's about love. That's what it is. We try to send out love throughout our music, and this goes especially for this new song, Sign of Hope.
Yeah, it's a great song. It really gave me goosebumps when you could see worldwide people coming together for these peaceful protests. And it gives you that feeling of, you know, this is it. This is the year. It feels like this is the year people are really doing it, really taking action and really making some change.
Yeah. I mean, Election Day is not so far away in November, you know. I think at the end of the day, it's in our hands to make the right decision. And put the people in power, you know, and it's in the end of the day, it's everybody, it's each of us, you know.
Yep. Hey, Klaus, I know it's getting late in Germany. I'll let you go, but I wanted to hear a little bit more of the backstory of your new song, Sign of Hope. You kind of touched on it, but is there more to it? Maybe a little bit more of a backstory there?
Well, the backstory, it's very simple, you know. I was, from the lockdown, I was going straight into creative mode, and picked up working on the songs we started last year, because before the tour started last year, exactly a year ago, there was a writing session and there were a couple of songs on the way. And when I came back now from Australia and Southeast Asia in March, and I just picked up the songs and I went back to the lyrics, and then the whole situation with the coronavirus started getting so bad, and you saw the news every day. And it was so touching to see all those doctors, nurses, you know, all the people, truck drivers, people in the stores selling food, you know, all the people making sure that on normal days that everything keeps going smooth, you know. And so many people on the front line,
yeah.
and so many of them, they risk their life every day,
yeah.
you know, in hospitals and working with infected people. You know, it's a nightmare. It's really a nightmare. And this when this song, I just was fiddling around, you know, on the iPhone with my memo function on the iPhone, and had this melody, picked up my little acoustic guitar and played this little song, you know. It was not supposed to be like a huge single from the new album. It was just a reflection of what we all were feeling and what the world is going through, and not only here in Germany but all over the world, you know. And it's hard to believe that we ever in our lifetime that we live through something like this, you know.
Yeah.
I remember like watching like movies like Outbreak, you know, back in the 80s or something.
Yeah.
And
it was, yeah, pretty
this
parallel.
Is reality. This is reality, and
yeah.
it's so sad to see and to hear about all those conspiracy theories and people don't believe and think, oh, it's just a fake or whatever, you know. This is it's so sad when you watch people are dying, and over here in Europe, it was especially in Italy and Spain, so many places, and then it started in New York City, you know, mm-hmm. watching this, that the whole world was taken by this deadly virus, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this was the inspiration for that song, you know, and basically to put it out, like, on our social medias, it was just a straight way, because not only when we play shows, but also especially between the touring, we want to stay in touch with our fan community, and we have about 7 million people logged in on Facebook, you know, communicating with us, and we wanted to send them a little message of hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of ourselves, stay at home, try to stay there, you know. We all have to go through this, and it's going to be all right. This is one of the strong lines in the song. It's going to be all right. So we never give up hope. We got to believe we're strong and we stay through this. And yep, but we got to be careful.
Yeah, and like I said before, it's such a beautiful message. I'm going to throw it on here in a minute. I got one more for you, though. What's your spirit animal?
My spirit animal? You mean like in a horoscope? Something like that?
No, I mean, what animal would you say you share characteristics with, or your animal soulmate?
My soulmate, it would be a cat.
A cat?
It would be a cat. My soulmate would be a cat.
I like that.
I never heard this expression, spirit animal, you know. Yeah, my soulmate would be a cat. But unfortunately, I'm allergic against dogs.
Aw, that's a bummer.
Horses, cats, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was a kid, I had a beautiful cat, you know, and I loved it. And I loved it, you know. But I remember my parents had to give it away because it was killing too many birds.
Oh, no, really?
You know,
and bringing them in?
Yeah, around the house. It was killing too many birds. And then there was my cat, you know. And I never had a cat again, you know, because of allergics and animals and that stuff. But I love animals.
Ah, Klaus.
And whenever I come close to a dog, they come to me sniffing around, you know, and I go like, ah. And the people who come in with a dog, they say, no, no, Klaus, it won't bite you. It's okay, it's okay. And I say, no, I'm allergic, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That is unfortunate.
Spirit animal, I like that. I like that expression, you know, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Klaus. I know it's getting late there. Hope to see you in the States soon, hopefully in our studios, our KLOS studios soon.
Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, KLOS, I'm in great memories. And we just played Rock in Rio in October. Again, and I remember when we played the first Rock in Rio in 85, we were on a plane to LA from Rio de Janeiro with Ozzy Osbourne, David Coverdale, and it was such like a crazy plane. And when we arrived, we went straight to KLOS, you know, to the interview and talk about Rock in Rio and all that, you know. So whenever I'm in LA and we pass by, you know, they're great memories, and I hope...
Love it.
Next time we come to the city, we come for a talk and see you guys.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds really good, and I can't wait. I look forward to it. It's going to be a fun year. 2021 will be a fun year.
Yeah, and I hope everybody out there, you know, listening, we all go through this coronavirus time and hopefully get out of it and stay alive, stay healthy. And we're looking very much forward to go back on the road in 21 and see all of you.
Well,
I rock you guys again like a crazy hurricane.
Come rock us like a hurricane. Can't wait.
Yeah. California.
Well, thanks, Klaus. Thanks so much. Stay healthy.
All right, Marcy. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Hope to see you soon. All right?
You too. Hope to see you sooner than later.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.